You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the No Big Deal Podcast. I am Shook.
I'm Bear the Terror.
Brandon at the Cougar Bait.
Justin at Wireless Freak on Twitter.
Hey, what's up? It's Vaughn.
Hey, guys. Ken.
And today we are recording with all new equipment, so if you leave some feedback and tell us how it is. Got a mixer and some mics and everything, and this is episode 72.
All right. Bear, are you going to go with the topics?
Well, sure. I mean, I know we haven't talked for a couple weeks now, and during our break since the last episode, Pokemon Go's gone live. Nintendo stocks are soaring, and everybody's playing this game.
That's overrated and lame.
Agreed, but we've all decided to download this.
No,
not all of us disagree with that. That's 100%
incorrect. No, we all agree it's lame, but
I'm
gonna
say,
downloaded it.
Vaughn is our resident Pokemon Go expert right now.
What about Matt? What about Shook?
Matt?
I don't know too much about it. I think Vaughn might know a little bit.
I know
more.
A little about Pokemon. Agreed. My Go skills, maybe not that great, but we're just talking straight Pokemon.
Right. Agreed.
Okay. Yeah.
But we got to start in the beginning. So 2 weeks ago, kicks off, world phenomenon. We all decide we're going to download this, except a couple.
Okay.
Except for one.
Agreed.
No, George didn't get it either.
George is not here. So that by default.
Get it either.
By default.
Not here.
Didn't get it.
Not here either.
They think they're too manly for
it. Not use internet.
That's true.
Possibly true.
But the rest of us got it. So I've been playing for about a week and a half. And I'm only level 5. So I can't even really do anything. I made it to level 5 tonight. So I haven't done anything before the show. But
You're welcome for getting my Wi-Fi password so you could get to level 5.
Yeah, there was a little hiccup during the last week where I ran out of data. I only get 2 gigs of data a month.
He only pays for 2 gigs of data every month.
Well, agreed. So
You could get more.
I couldn't get to level 5.
You bastard.
But I got roughly like 12 Pokemon and I'm level 5. So we're ready to go to gyms and we're ready to attack.
See, I'm more of a quantity man myself. I'm sticking with 5 right now. Just 5 strong go-getters.
So you're a bass fisherman.
Yeah, well, I don't get the reference.
You just go in there and rip them out of the water. You don't even pay attention if it's a good fish, trophy fish.
No, that's the opposite of what I'm saying.
Quality, not quantity.
Oh, what, no.
Yeah.
So you're throwing Pokemon back that you aren't making the cut.
Because you get little candies and crap for it.
Yeah.
There's so much more to this game than I ever knew, and I downloaded it.
On your bench right now, Vaughn, how many Pokies do we got?
All
right,
let's pull them out.
I got 5.
I'm pulling mine
you
out.
You only carry 5 Pokies at any given time.
Right now, yeah.
But they're all rock stars, I bet.
Oh,
huh?
my Squirtle's killing it.
Oh.
Who else has got one of those?
Who saw the video of the Squirtle guy get all excited in the mall? That was pretty damn good.
You know I did.
Got a Pokemon right now.
I have a Squirtle, but I use the little hack.
Prove it.
Where
See,
I
that's
kept driving
not
to
cool.
get the Pikachu to start with.
I got one right here, right on the table of the NBD show.
Oh,
I got to catch this guy.
Screenshot it. Put it up.
You got a Zubat, though, dude.
Yeah, well, it's Brandon's house.
Yeah, that's like catching mosquitoes.
Well,
no one wants them.
Well, when you're in the sticks, you better wear that off.
I got a 266 Pincer.
266 is pretty high. Who's got the highest one here?
How do you catch this thing? I'm throwing out his little bat.
Yeah, aim at the fucking circle.
Jeez, that's what I'm
doing. You need two hands.
Well, I caught a rock Pokemon in the bathroom at work.
Was he in the toilet?
Yeah.
I
hope you didn't screen shot that
Pokemon you got.
It's not great. It's not great right now.
All right, let me see how it's done.
See, I don't want to catch it.
Dude, I see no Pokemon. Oh, there's one.
I got a 119 Growlithe.
See, I can do this shit while I'm driving, so I can do it all with one hand.
This is trash.
Hypothetically, of course, we don't drive and operate cell phones in this state.
Agreed. So we're going to throw this out here. It's a craze. People are going to the malls in masses. People are going on the street in masses. People are getting in car wrecks. People are walking off the side of cliffs, mountains.
Finding dead bodies.
Yeah.
People are hanging out. People are having friendships, meeting new people.
Yeah, people getting
creating
mugged.
Friends and groups of friends. God, hanging out, doing common things, not causing any problems. You're just bringing up all the bad stuff.
I think it's causing awesome. Problems.
Name one bad thing that's happened from it so far.
Are you kidding me?
Just name
trespassing.
One.
Wireless Freak, are you having as much trouble as I am with this little bastard?
It might encourage people to jump a fence for a Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm having problems right now.
I mean, if you see athletic, a wild Snorlax,
kids
you're
need to get
jump
people
fence.
Need to get outside more anyways. So if anything, it's physical activity.
What's wrong with just going hiking or kicking a ball? Or
it's not social.
It's not social. I've never
I was kicking a ball. You have to have someone to kick it to, and then they kick it back to you, and then you kick
have
it
Have you
down.
Ever watched The Greatest Escape? Steve McQueen throws that baseball against the side of the wall mm-hmm. by himself. You don't need another player.
I understand you don't need to, but you can get more than one person. You can be social without PokéGo.
You can, but why would you want to when there's such a great, you know,
it's a great community.
It is.
It's a great community. It's been out 2 weeks.
I'm a shook.
No, it is already a community.
It is.
Okay. For sure. Because, I mean, you've got, like, did you guys see the Central Park in New York?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Thousands of people, mobs, running to go get
Are
Pokemon.
These people actually hanging out with each other and interacting with each other?
I yeah. mean, well, yeah, because yeah. they got to battle each other and stuff on the stupid game.
We got to get to level 5, and I just got to level 5, so I haven't experienced that.
I haven't either, but I'm 6.
Suck it.
211 is my best. It looks like a vagina, though.
Oh, the angry tooth dude.
The pincer.
You don't want a pincer, dude.
Hey, Brandon, you got bats
in
your place.
It's a grass Pokemon. No, grass
you got a bat
Pokemon
spawn.
I don't have Pokemon bats in my place.
You got a bat spawn up here.
What?
A bat spawn.
You got a Zoom bat spawn in your house.
Yeah.
So do we decide who has the highest Pokemon?
It was probably me.
Oh, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Okay. If you're going to talk about it.
Is that how it goes, right? Pokemon?
Okay. Out of everyone at this table, Brandon, you should be able to pronounce Pokemon correctly.
Damn it. All right. I was kidding. Pokemon.
Dude, I don't know why you guys have such
them all.
A problem. I caught him with one ball.
Because it's a CP10.
Yeah, but how many Pokeballs did you throw?
One.
Oh.
Wait, is there a limit on Pokeballs?
There is a limit, table. And I think I just wasted them all on not catching that stupid bat.
You didn't get it?
I did not get that little bastard. I
just
turned
right
it off.
Now.
Yes, I turned it off.
Oh, that's amazing. Dude. I'm mad I missed it.
So I think that brings us into the next thing, because the only way to get Pokeballs is either pay for them or go to Pokestops.
How do you run out of Pokeballs? How many do you get?
You'll run out after a while.
You start with like 80.
Are they like super likes on Tinder?
No, so not that.
Well, Matt doesn't know what those are, so.
Well, I usually get a lot of those.
No.
Please.
From dudes.
Oh, please.
Jeez. So, it's, I mean.
All right. So, do we want to say who's got the highest one? Mine's a 211. I already said it.
I don't know, man.
You don't have your phone?
I can tell you right now, our bond is tight.
Our bond?
You don't have your phone?
Is that a Pokemon term?
Yeah.
All right, Ken, what about you?
13. I'll say it loud and proud. 13.
Is your highest Pokemon? Wait, he has a 211 and you have a... I don't play this game, so
I just fully downloaded it yesterday.
Okay, fair enough. That's fair enough.
He's a 211 and you have a 13.
That's how it goes.
All right.
Well, I have a level 266 pincer, but the way it goes is the higher level CP you catch on the Pokemon, so...
I don't know what that means. Just the fact that he has
a 211. So if you're overall higher level...
Combat power CP, right?
Yeah, so the Pokemon's level. But if your level is higher, that means you're going to get higher
what
level.
What rank are you?
That's another one of our members in the background. And something's going on, but he's doing his job, so we got to give him props.
Matt, we told you not to bring your women to the show anymore.
nothing but hood rats.
Tracks me. That's hard.
So you got a, what would you say, two something?
The 266 pincer, but I'm only level 7, so.
Is the pincer a bad one?
It's not.
It's a pincer bug.
It's not good.
Okay,
well,
so.
Well, I've got an Ivysaur.
All right, so.
That's actually not bad.
Let's understand the Pokemon thing. Vaughn, why is a pincer worse than any other ones?
It's a bug Pokemon.
There's different, what?
Yeah, bugs.
There's bugs?
But, so.
Fill us in on the Pokemon lore. I don't have any idea what the hell.
The circle of life. As they might call it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know how...
Right there. Did you guys see that right there? What was that all about?
The flickering lights. Well, there's lights a circle of life. Out. I can't really explain it, Vaughn, but, right, like, fire animals obviously destroy grass animals.
Yeah.
Grass animals destroy water animals. Mm-hmm. water animals destroy fire animals.
Yep. So it's basically like an Asian version of paper, rock, scissors.
Yep. Yes. But making Nintendo...
No, kind of, but then there's more, though. So rock Pokemon.
Yes.
There's electric Pokemon.
Rochambeau, then.
There's ghosts. There's
with
psychic.
With atom bombs.
There's flying.
Jesus, I win.
Yeah.
So is there like an ultimate Pokemon that's like the badass?
Kill them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gengar.
Gengar is
I thought it was
okay.
Mew.
What kind is Gengar?
Gengar. He's a ghost man.
Oh.
Yeah. He's the best, though.
Do you have a Gengar?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Is that one of the ones you have to actually fly to another country to get?
He's an evolved Ghastly. I mean, you could catch a Ghastly and evolve him.
Well, that's a great question I think Justin brought up. There's an article that's been floating around that this guy claims he's caught like 3,200 Pokemon, and he's caught every one except about six. True or false? I mean,
I don't know how
he said it's he got not him. True.
All in the U.S.
He just hacks. It's not true.
He claims he even went.
He's a liar.
He says it.
Hey, did you guys see Shook's cool little tool he has?
The hack's already out. I can see all the Pokemons around here. I don't have to walk anywhere.
Yeah, but that's fine. But this dude's getting in the code.
Right.
He's getting in the code and changing code with
maybe.
What pops up.
It's possible.
You can see him, but you can't catch him, right?
Right. I can see there's like a Snorlax, like five, like not
that's
5 miles.
That's a good
miles,
Pokemon, too. Like, the Snorlax? Just reference. Oh, yeah.
Right I saw there. One last night.
He's
it was
got
too
tons
late
of
to
HP.
Get it, though.
Wasn't that
he's
a Dr. Seuss
he's a tank.
Book?
But so you saw one last night, but you didn't want to get robbed, so you didn't go get
that
it.
Was, that's the fishy part.
It was outside of... I can't say it.
You didn't want to get robbed.
It can happen. It's happened.
Yeah, people are getting mugged for their stuff going out and playing Pokemon.
That's
so
ridiculous.
That's few and far between.
But a man
boys.
Like me, nobody I mean, would want to approach me.
Yeah, so here's my thing. People are going and getting mugged. If you saw like 1,000 people in the mall and you went in with a gang of like, I don't know, 25 we'll say, just take everyone's phones and sell them on the black market. You're going to make a lot of money.
1,000 people beat 25 every time in a fight.
Weapons equalizer.
Well,
no,
really
I still think
you're
1,000
overcoming
people.
The 1,000.
I still think 1,000 people could beat any 25. In a straight up fight. They're not in a field. They're in a mall.
Exactly. So they're already contained like cattle.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Okay, this just took Pokemon Go to a dark spot.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pokemon Go isn't about darkness.
No,
friendships.
Yeah, it is.
Community.
Yeah.
And getting robbed.
On the
well,
rare
no,
occasion.
That's, yeah. But, I mean, you get robbed
riding
going
the,
to buy a.
Riding the light rail back from jury duty.
What? Who does you get, that? You get robbed donating coats to the homeless.
That's true.
That happens more than during Pokemon.
I've learned from a great wise man that you tell homeless, no thank you, and it just ends a conversation.
Who's that wise
That's
man?
That's what I've started doing,
he's
actually.
He's in the room.
Oh, okay.
I think you can see him on
Maximus
camera.
The Great.
Yep.
All right.
A homeless guy asks you for anything. You just go, oh, no thanks.
No thanks.
They look at you.
I usually tell them I don't have change for the 20, I'm sorry.
I'm just tired of this Pokemon stuff lighting up my Apple store. Because the first 5 free apps are Pokemon related. And if I want to get down to something good that I can waste my time with, I need to get to it.
Sounds like you're just lazy.
You actually browse the Apple App Store?
That's
I do that on occasion.
Top 100 free apps. I can't afford to pay for them.
You just caught 4
no
Pokeballs.
No wonder you have no
you
data.
Were
you were just bitching about your data. And you're talking about how many top 100 downloads you
have. Yeah, those all happen when I'm on Wi-Fi at home.
He's like, I've got Township, SimCity, Second Life, Second Life.
I'm just saying, this is blowing up too fast. It's only out like 2.5 weeks. Where do we go from here? Does it last 3 years?
Can't contain
does it last like Clash of Clans?
Okay, well... Clash of Clans isn't as big as Pokemon Go. Not even close.
No, it's not.
But think of how much revenue they brought in. And what is it, like 2012?
We're not talking about revenue. We're talking about users. And plus, Clash of Clans people never leave the inside of their room.
Nope.
So it's a positive.
So, like, I literally went... Like, we went up to a fast food restaurant to get, like, a dessert. We went to a parking lot 10:30 on a Thursday night. There was, like, 150 people playing in the parking lot.
Did you go to Rick's?
No.
Okay.
It was... I don't live downtown. Unfortunately, I wish I did.
I don't know.
But do you think it'll burn out as fast as it caught fire?
I think it will.
I think it's going to go down real fast now, but this new...
the hack stuff.
Yeah, the hack's going to kill it.
Well, and I think they didn't do their due diligence in the beginning. There was the whole Google stuff, if you use your Google account, getting into your personal information.
Full access.
So wait, hold on. Have you battled anyone yet, Vaughn?
Nope.
Shook?
No, I've not battled.
So all you guys are doing still is collecting Pokemon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you don't even stand a chance.
Thank you.
We don't even stand a chance until you're a higher level.
I'm not trying to hurt people, dude. So this is a friendly game.
There's another game.
Yeah,
called,
I know.
Like, he wants his Pokemon to make love, not war.
There are other games that do the same thing. Just you don't catch Pokemon. You just go and you get together.
That isn't that the original one that these guys invented?
Basically, is it the same guys?
Maybe? Yeah, the same people.
So you're telling me it's just a different skin at the end of the day?
Yes.
Okay.
But what we're saying is that Pokemon makes everything better.
For this case, yes, I would say.
I've
never heard of that other game.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
There's tons, dude.
No.
It's like a geocaching. Yeah.
It is.
It's almost like geocaching Pokemon.
That's what it is.
But the geocaching is sweet because have you ever heard, like, sometimes when they have it, you can find one and then get a free car? Can you get a free car playing Pokemon Go?
Probably.
Dude, how many people get free cars? Well, it's like, I found some keys. I'm going to go find the car they belong to and take it.
Well, so when geocaching was huge, there was sometimes where Chevy... Chevy would do like
You're describing your crimes right now, dude. You might want to stop.
No, Chevy would do a game where they'd be like, here's a region of the world. If you find this box, it's going to have keys to a brand new 2016 Camaro. They used to do that when it was huge. Oh. And people would like have to go to the ocean or, you know, different types wherever the box is at. And then all of a sudden you'd get a car out of it.
It's almost like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Not as cool. All
right, so let's go back to the relationships that Pokemon makes.
Oh, Ken, I think you have this topic.
Well, today it was brought up that PokeDate is a real thing.
Is that a website, an app, or is it just something that happens in Pokemon
Go? Do I need to lock that domain down?
You might need to lock it down ASAP.
PokeDate might already be taken, though, huh?
How about Badonkadonk.
Pokemon and get it on.
That's a good one.
Let's get it on.
So how does PokeDate work?
It's like Pokemon Go for dating.
Do you just have to stand on the corner and wait for people to come find you or what?
Regular Joe.
That's prostitution.
Yep. That's what that sounds like.
We have laws against that.
I know.
It's like a meetup. It's like you go and Pokemon Go to find these Pokemon, and you meet up and make connections. Like you said, Pokemon Go is all about.
Okay.
So if you already have 100 people at Wendy's or at the mall, does that constitute as this PokeDate?
PokeOrgy.
No, I think a Poke...
Right?
Clean up on aisle 6. Clean up on aisle 6.
That's a real Frosty over there.
For a dollar.
I don't know, man. I think for a date, the people have to know they're going there for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, are you going to wear your Pokemon sweatpants and then meet your future?
This is so lame.
I'm seriously confused. Like, what exactly happens on this deal here?
Well, you ask somebody on a date and you say, let's go catch some Pokemon.
It's essentially just a normal date is what I'm... I mean, you just ask them to
do it. A normal date is you go to a girl and you say, hey, would you like to go get a burger?
Okay, old man. Times are a-changing.
Technology, man.
You can't.
The malt shop's not
Pokemon on a date.
At the
sure, you can.
Well, I mean, miniature golf's dumb, too.
It's dumb, but it's classic.
Dude, but for this generation, Pokemon Go might be the classic over mini golf.
Well, I think it's great. It's not Shook's generation.
Look,
I'm pretty sure more people get robbed at mini golf than they do at Pokemon.
No way.
Hell
yeah. Who gets robbed at mini golf?
Tons of people.
Wait, no.
Paradise Island went out of business.
Because no one went to play mini golf.
Because people were getting robbed.
Have you been to Scandia in that area?
Exactly.
Yeah. But has anybody ever been robbed at Sunsplash?
No.
Yeah.
It's Roseville.
What? Okay.
They raid those lockers all the time.
No. I thought you were talking about on person. Robbed on person.
Like at gunpoint?
I'm not going back to the gun argument, but yeah, you're hitting your little ball into the clown. You run up, sucker punch his gun, take his keys.
What are you
and
doing
you
there? Oh,
you're
a jerk. No
kidding. No, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, you're one of those guys. You just go up at the end, last hole, and just dump it in the hole at the end.
And then he's gonna pick up the
round,
dude,
baby.
Then he's gonna pick up the dude's ball and throw it into the freeway just to be a dick.
Oh please,
go get it!
Yeah. I'm not an asshole.
Oh, did you just punch him in the gut? Take his car.
This is hyper
who are
sucker
you
punch?
Punching in the gut, dude?
No one. I'm not that mean.
Okay.
So there's probably no gut punches at PokeDate. I'm just saying.
Hey, there's nothing going on at a
badge.
If you're lucky.
Fisting,
watch out! Watch out for the pincers.
Shook, have you done a PokeDate yet?
I have not. I did, however, match with a girl on Tinder who has a Pokemon bio.
Oh,
and in her bio it says, looking for a real man, me, to help me complete my Pokedex.
What's a Pokedex?
I think that's like your whole collection of Pokemon.
Oh, it's
right?
Like a Rolodex for
Pokedex,
Pokemon.
It's not. It's a device that Professor Oak created. Professor Oak created this to catch all of the Pokemon.
Huh. I'm with Justin. They need to update that terminology because Rolodexes are out of this generation, and a Pokedex doesn't make sense. They need to call it something else, like
Pokebook.
No, that's
lame. It's called
too.
A Pokedex.
You can't change it.
Is nobody
yeah,
going to look deeper into this girl's
Pokedex
meaning?
No,
she wants
ago,
to go on a Pokedex.
That's when a Rolodex was still somewhat prevalent.
Yeah, so my first line I hit her with was, do you want to play with my Pokeballs?
Bullshit, you didn't say that.
I swear, I got it right here.
Okay,
what was the
screenshot
on the camera?
And what? Send it, we'll
wait,
post that.
There's no
wait,
response to that.
I thought you said it was a girl.
Yeah, it's a girl.
Wait, let's be clear. There's no response to that.
Why is she rolling your... Or why are you rolling her Pokeballs?
No, I said, do you want to play with my Pokeballs?
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense.
No reply yet.
Not yet. I sent it a little bit ago. She's busy catching Pokemon now.
No.
Yeah, other dudes.
How long ago?
A couple minutes ago.
Send her another one right now. This will be good.
At 6:38. 7:50 now, so...
Wait,
give her time.
Ask her how her Kadabra's doing.
Don't want a double message.
Isn't there a wormy Pokemon? What's it like? Is it worm or wormy or something?
Wormasaur.
Is not. No, that is not.
They do have garbage names sometimes.
What? No, name one. Name a garbage name.
Rattata.
Rattata?
It's all about the. That's how say it.
Rattata.
It's the pronunciation.
Same when you said it, it was lame. When Vaughn says it, it sounds cool.
Save the Rattatas.
Yeah. I mean, they're mole Pokemon. They suck, but...
Like, do you want to battle? Because my balls are ready.
Is that another line?
Did you
or?
Say what?
That has nothing to do with Pokemon.
Sure it is.
What balls?
Your Pokeballs.
Your Pokeballs.
You don't use those in battle, though,
no.
Do you?
No. I mean, you throw them out there.
Wait, so
you're battling
sword
a Pokemon?
Fight
send that. I want to see you send that one.
Double,
Pokemon has gotten so
send.
Big, gentlemen, that there is a site for Pokemon pickup lines, and Shook is looking at it right
now.
Oh,
you're cheating.
That's how I got it.
I think we should get a few more in there. Let's
God,
go.
I'm so disappointed.
But hold on. So why did you pick the worst one?
No, I picked the good one.
Well, it didn't work, so it's not good.
She hasn't replied yet. She'll reply.
Well, yeah, because it's not
she's
great.
She's waiting. She's busy.
When was the last time you got something and you were like, I'll respond to this in like 4 hours?
It happens all the time. I got tons
never
of
never does that out. Happen.
I'm
never does
busy.
That happen. Never once, dude.
She just wasn't at her phone. She's busy.
She's playing on her phone, but she's busy.
No,
she
she's
can't
not
get to
at
her
phone.
Phone.
It's like it's
what
over
is she using
the table,
to play Pokemon with?
She's out like mowing the lawn or something.
Or in church.
Yeah. Here's another one. Looking at your ass makes my Bulbasaur.
Oh, your Bulbasaur.
That's a grass Pokemon.
Yeah. Bulbasaur. That's a
right.
Good one. Yeah.
Do you want to play? Do you want to play my Pokeflute? I'm not sure what
a Pokeflute
is. Is
there even a Pokeflute?
I don't know what a Pokeflute is, so I didn't send that.
That's not a good one.
No, a Pokeflute's a thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what entices a Pokemon to come in.
Oh, yeah.
Candy break.
Oh, here's one. Do you want to see what's in my ball bag?
But what if good. She said yes? Then yeah. What would you say to that? What's your next response if she goes yes? What is it?
Then I'll be
that's
like,
castration.
All
right. Then he says sends a picture of his junk and takes it from there. That's
no,
how it goes.
That's wife material. He's ready to get married.
Technically, the testicles are in the ball bag, and if she wants to see those, it's a little
it'll be painful.
Sadistic.
Mm, if yeah. You're into that.
I want to do that so bad.
This is how it's done.
I know. Damn it.
There's going to be something probably going out on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
The picture of what's going on around here with red vines.
I can't, nobody's ever done this before.
It's a no big deal straw.
It's a classic.
Yeah. That's what it is.
The red vine straw for your soda. It's classic.
Classic move.
That's true. Now, do you let it dissolve or do you eat it before it dissolves?
I eat it before it dissolves.
Oh, okay. What? Really? I mean, what? Really?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. So,
all
right, we got Pokemon. Yep. Crazy phenomenon.
Great
we got
game.
Pokey dates.
Great game.
I think Ken's got one more topic when it comes down to...
Pokemon?
What? No, when it comes down to Pokemon. Pokemon pub crawls. What's going on with this? I mean, there's Santa pub crawls. There's zombie pub crawls.
God, I hope this
it's
blames
gotten,
out as fast
it's
as
it's gotten out of
fire.
Hand.
No.
Literally,
no,
within the first week of the
you guys
of
are
Pokemon.
Wrong. Again, it's just people hanging out. If you've ever... it's a group of people who enjoy the same thing. They get along good. They got funny jokes. some quick quips.
Awesome pickup lines.
Yeah. What's Explain one thing bad about this.
They're probably all going to the same website, so they're not good pickup lines anymore.
They all work.
Entertaining,
I think a Pokemon pub crawl is better than the beer bike.
Yes.
The beer bike's the worst thing in the world, dude. I hate every single one of those dudes.
But you can
on
drink now on the beer bike.
It doesn't matter.
It's the worst thing. They just blast music at all times of the night. You're trying to sleep, but they're like, oh, whatever, we'll go 2 miles an hour in the driving lane.
So I got something here, too, with this Pokemon pub crawl. What happens if they plan for this in November and Pokemon's already a dud by then? Does the pub crawl still happen, or do they need to strike while the iron's hot, and they need to start? They gotta have the pub crawl as soon as possible.
They just changed the name.
Yeah,
a pub crawl is just
again
it's for drinking
it's just
more
people
than it's for
hanging
Pokemon.
Out.
Social interaction. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah, it's a like great Pokemon thing.
But a lot of times you pay, let's say $50 to be in the pub crawl. Or
well, they have
unthemed.
Yeah, you pay.
You got scammed, dude.
You paid? Never paid.
I just
you pay to get a drink at the establishment you go to. But
so the one
St. Patty's Day pub crawl is free in Sacramento.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
The ones that I know of, the drinks are free at each stop. The one free drink, and so you pay like $50.
What is this?
Yeah, those are like organized ones.
That's not what this is.
Like
that's not this.
That's doing too much.
Okay.
No.
Single.
A real pub crawl is like organized freely. People walk around.
Yeah, you
drink.
Meet it with more people in the bar, and you say, hey, you want to have a good time? And they join the pub crawl,
put
and
that,
they just go from there.
Put that red vine in my drink. Wait. That's not
right. No, don't do that. Don't say that.
Yeah. No red vining going on.
Okay.
Again, though, man, it's nothing but good stuff. It's seriously nothing but good stuff. For people to say that it's bad, that's crazy.
It's only been 2.5 weeks, like Justin said.
It's been a great 2.5 weeks. There's not problems.
Are you working?
Just a few deaths.
Are you working
has there,
less?
Has
it Pokemon Go?
They've found dead
no,
bodies.
No, I always work 8 hours a day.
That's all they
so
crime
if
right
anything,
there.
They've
like
prevented crime by getting away those dump sites.
I don't think it prevented.
You can't be dumping a body there anymore because the Pokemon folks have found it.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They stumbled over two dead bodies playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So if anything, again, preventing crime.
Or solving.
Solving crime. Cold cases.
Yeah.
There should be a cold case Pokemon.
Yeah.
So you're saying these Pokemon users are better than our police force?
I can't
no,
name a cold case
Pokemon
actress.
Pokemon CSI.
Yeah.
Pokemon CSI.
So, Vaughn, obviously you're a huge fan and
I
you
think
support
it's great.
Pokemon Go.
There's a lot of shit going on that's bad. Pokemon's good.
That's true.
No one has a bad time playing
it. We need something positive.
Yep.
So those guys getting robbed aren't having a bad time?
Well, it's better than mass shootings.
It's better than
exactly.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Most people that get
how
robbed
how many people
plans?
Have been robbed? I mean, how
very
many?
Few.
Seriously, I'm
few.
With Shook
and
right
they, and they go out at like 12 o'clock at night into a park.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, people drink 40 on the stoops.
But seriously, I was at the park about a week ago, Friday night. It was about 8:39 to hit the golf ball round. There's about 50 people in that park just hanging out
on the course because that'd
walking
be annoying.
Around. I mean, they were in the way, so that was frustrating.
That's problem.
Yeah, if anything, I hit around them.
There's
they
a Pokéfour
at them. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
They
better
get a marshal there.
Well, you're good enough to hit around.
Marshall already went home, dude. That's how you know to go on there.
Yep.
Yeah. Out of control.
Sorry.
All right, next topic. Let's do something else besides Pokemon.
Well, we can follow up the trivial questionnaire.
Oh,
the Mad Lib.
Oh, this is Tinder Mad Libs with Matt.
We need a theme song for
this
that.
Is
we got to reach out to Fred.
Like the 70s porn music?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
If we do stream, you should put on a porn stash too as well, Matt.
Oh.
Oh.
That would be a good
looks like the Dos Equis guy.
Oh, he's Jewish.
So, last week.
That ruined it for me. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have the job anymore, but...
No. Makes sense.
So last week I worked on sending out the Mad Lib to a bunch of the ladies on here and just kind of shotgunned it out there and got some replies.
Like all your little BBs.
Oh, yeah, right. It was a cannon, I'll tell you that.
Are
much.
They quick? Are they quick with the replies? Or, you know, or is there some thought going into these
There's
answers?
There's some thought in some of them.
Okay.
One of them was quick, but she was a hoe.
No names.
Did you know that prior?
He got that from the Mad Lib.
Well, you better read that one.
All right, so I'll read this first one. This one is kind of lame, but I'll read it anyway. So this one goes, I enjoy long hikes in the mountains, getting chased through muddy puddles in the rain.
What the?
And serendipitous encounters with stray but friendly animals.
Okay, right now, she's in the anal and bestiality.
the message that they
got. She's probably into Pokemon Go.
All right. And I like to read science fiction / crummy fantasy novels, but still appreciate more serious story every now and then. I travel frequently to South Lake Tahoe when I'm not busy with work. I am looking for an adventurous guy. He should have the physique of someone who cares about his health and humor of a benevolent sociopath. Sorry, I'm not good with that word.
She's not looking for an educated man.
She sounds pretty quality right now.
I'm not good with the bigger words. So.
Two syllables.
Yeah. I would prefer if he knew how to use chopsticks, laugh at himself, and make sweet, deep love.
Deep. Wow.
Well, so he can't do that.
That's insinuation right there.
She was of the Asian descent, and she did go to an Ivy League school, so.
Wait, is she out of school, or is she still
she's
going?
She's here for the summer right now.
What? Wow. What's up with all these summer hookups? Which is that pretty much all you get?
Yeah, I mean.
What? Can you say
great.
What school?
She sounds great,
I can't remember what I probably still have.
It's an Ivy League school, so I mean it's already.
I think it was Dartmouth.
Yeah,
Cornell.
Dart something.
Dartmouth.
What, Dartmouth? Oh, that's a fantastic
Big Red
school.
Bear.
Really? Oh yeah.
Big Red Bear. Acapella group.
Yep. Dartmouth University. She was
Dartmouth. He's trying.
Matt's definitely.
Okay, let me rephrase. Dark definitely mouth. Not from AR. That's a
nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with community college.
That's trying to dart to that mouth real quick.
It was a Freudian slip right there.
Yeah, dart mouth.
I'm just thinking about darting to the mouth. That's all. That's why.
To your own mouth.
Oh, gross.
Okay. What? Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I will say that was probably the most quality Mad Lib that we've heard, though.
That was a good one. Best one so far.
What else do we
this
got?
Is probably one of the worst ones, just because it looks like she didn't put any effort in.
Oh, we hate those.
I'll read it.
Deg leg.
I enjoy long walks in the alley getting chased by serial killers in the rain.
What are you talking about? That's
this
a lot.
This is awesome so
well,
far.
It looks like she just made some crap up.
Okay.
And serendipitous encounters with sharks.
Whoa, was this the second girl to use serendipitous?
Serendipitous.
You nailed it, too.
Is serendipitous in...
I think it was part of the Mad Lib.
Oh,
you came up with that one.
Okay, sorry.
All right, yeah. Makes sense.
I like to read instruction manuals.
That could be good, though.
I travel frequently to Neverland.
She'll be the man of the relationship.
Yeah.
Neverland.
Probably is the man of the relationship.
Neverland's Michael Jackson's ranch, right?
Yeah, probably. That's probably what she meant.
Okay.
When I'm not busy with bull riding, I'm looking for a charming guy.
Ride the bull.
This is the best girl so far, dude.
This is why we put the Mad Lib out here.
This is the best one.
He should have
sucks
the
for her math like a calf.
Oh my!
I'm like little
a
veal.
I'm like a PBR bull, please.
Liquid gold.
No, the Pro Bull Riding Association. You guys don't know.
Yeah.
He should have the physique of Tarzan and the humor of Will Ferrell. She's asking for a lot here.
Yeah.
I would prefer if he knew how to read my mind. That's impossible for women.
Superpowers.
A lot of work.
Make bomb mozzarella sticks and enjoy cheesy
make
chick
what?
Flicks.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
last
how
one?
Do you make
bomb
mozzarella
monster
sticks?
Mozzarella stick.
You have don't to you just take it out sticks. Of the package and put it in the oven?
You have to make your own mozzarella
first? You
gotta
make the bread.
I gotta step out on this one. So, Mrs. Bear the Terror, the wife, one time surprised me when she was making homemade fried chicken. She takes the mozzarella string cheese, breads it, and rolls it over there, and then deep fries that. It is the best half homemade mozzarella stick I've ever had.
That was a Pinterest, wasn't it?
Probably. I hate that website, Pinterest.
What are you talking about? Mrs. Bear, that toffee?
Mrs. Bear.
What? No, my wife, Mrs. Bear the Terror.
Yes, that toffee she makes? Oh, that's amazing. Oh. Is that a Pinterest thing, too? Cause
I don't know, but I'm talking about the mozzarella sticks. They were delicious. With ranch?
If Pinterest is the source of the good ideas, don't hate on Pinterest. Let her keep surfing Pinterest.
Okay, well, but I had to make a dumb 8-foot bench. No offense, hon.
Yeah, no, she never hears this.
And I forget what else we've done, but there's so many dumb things that come off of Pinterest. Well, good ideas to her, but to me, it's
the
extra
goodness
work.
Justifies it.
Yeah, you're right. She makes good candy. I need to bring it in for next celebration or something for the work guys.
Nice.
Going back to the Mad Libs.
All right,
do you have more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch. So this next one is I enjoy long walks on the beach. Pretty typical. Getting wet in the rain and serendipitous encounters.
You know
with,
what? Just skip this girl. Yeah, that's a trash answer, dude. Go to the next one.
Also,
jeez.
But she did, however, say serendipitous encounters with you.
It's terrible. Next. Go to the next one, dude. Sorry.
No effort.
Like sorry.
It might get better. It might get better.
Like wait, does it? Because you've read this already. Does it get better? Or can you save us 26 seconds?
Might not be that good. Yeah, it's pretty typical.
Skip right. Go to the one with animals.
We already heard the one with animals.
That's another one with animals.
Serendipitous encounters with a burrow.
So what's
the good ending?
Actually, what do I have to ask for when I go to Tijuana when I want to see that?
$19 cab ride.
There we go.
What? Yeah. That's irrelevance.
That's how you get to a donkey show in Tijuana.
Well, why $19?
That's just the code to take you to a donkey show.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard that from a Marine, so you know it's true.
And I wanted to
document. Not me, but this guy I know.
All right, this one was pretty good.
All right, let's hear it.
This is a South Lake Tahoe resident, so
it's a little out of your mountain comfort folk. Zone.
It's a little bit of a drive. So this one goes, I enjoy long walks on the beach, getting wet in the rain, and serendipitous encounters with you.
It sounds the same.
This is getting lame.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Wait,
no.
It gets better. Hold on.
Next. I mean, at least bring you out to the stabbing cabin.
How many beaches are there in this world?
The stabbing cabin that Brandon...
In all honesty,
walks in the rain are highly overrated. They're not great.
Nobody
dude.
Walks in the rain,
they're,
actually.
In Arizona, they're not. Got struck by lightning about the walks in the rain.
Yeah, you don't want to get hit by lightning.
Exactly. There's far better things you could enjoy more than just walk in the rain.
Plus, women get upset when their mascara goes all over the place just from them crying. Imagine in the
dude,
rain,
whoa,
what kind of situation
that was
be.
Super sexist.
What? How?
My goodness. What are you just saying? All girls wear makeup? My goodness,
Trump
dude.
2016.
Oh, please. Is that not true? Then they got to fix themselves up when they're in the rain and they spend an hour putting on makeup?
Because they're not getting back in my car unless they look the way they did when they got out.
Bing biscuit.
Oh, my God.
All right.
What's going on, Chuck?
I'm looking for... There was one where she said...
There was one that was pretty solid, and of course he doesn't copy it, so it's
find
not
it.
I thought you said you had all of these ready to go. We asked you before we went live.
Well, I copied a good amount, but there's so many matches on here. I mean, I can't help it, man.
That's true. He's probably
all the girls are swiping right, man.
Please.
Why do all the girls have short hairs and Adam's apples?
Oh. That might be your Grindr account.
It's got to be a one Grindr joke per episode. We hit that threshold right now.
I don't think I can find this, but she did say that she would prefer if someone knew how to fuck her right.
So that, again, disqualifies you.
Yeah.
That's right in my alley.
Practice the fuck right.
Oh, she's perfect, too.
With the
I'm
sense
a natural.
Of, with the sense of humor of Hitler and the body of Chris Farley.
Perfect match.
Wow. What's the next topic? Go to the next one.
Unless
go
you have any more one. Tinder updates for us. Any hookups? Any excitement?
No. Any meetings at least?
I'll what's going on? What's going on?
Cookies.
It's running dry on here, man. There's not too much good content.
But it's you just explained how many people you
have. No, we're not talking about what's in Twitter, so but what things. Twitter gets you.
Oh, you mean Tinder?
Tinder.
The real life.
How's the dating life?
Oh, did I say Twitter?
I think so.
Yeah, I meant Tinder.
That's okay.
I mean, he might
real
like
life,
little birds.
Real life stuff.
I mean, how's it going?
Real life
man?
Encounters?
Yeah.
I'm just doing my own thing right now, waiting for someone that's
looking for a wife.
Right. Level as me.
Well, what he's not telling you is he doesn't reach out to them. He just looks for the pictures and keeps that for his mental note for
he's
his
looking,
material.
He's looking for a contractor because he's already
I
built a solid foundation.
Yeah,
well,
the foundation is there.
That contractor, but she's like 30 years older than him.
Oh
so
right! I actually,
solid find.
I actually am on the. I actually am on the prowl for. She's on the prowl for me. Actually, she's a bit of
oh,
a cougar.
Oh really? Because how's that
so
going then?
She's the cougar, and you're the bait.
Basically.
Nice.
The bait for bigger dudes. Yeah.
She has invited him over multiple times, and he has not manned up and gone out there.
I don't know, man. I'd be kind of scared. What if a dude comes home and kicks his butt?
Yeah, but
she.
Well, maybe he's looking to join in. Join in.
He may be videotaping this.
Might be.
Yeah, I'm a little worried with her, but
dude,
I'm like
a little shook.
Here's the scenario: you go over there, it gets romantic. All of a sudden, you know you're on the internet. You don't even know
you're on there. Webcam set
internet
up for
me. Sensation.
Yeah. Like, can we tattoo the NBDshow.com?
Yes,
on your ass?
A sponsor.
Oh, yeah, right.
Sponsor.
That is a straight up
write off.
By the way,
yeah,
write off.
We haven't got anything from this.
You got to put the Twitter on there at the NBD Show.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
He's gonna make millions.
On a sex tape?
Yes.
He's not Paris Hilton.
Maybe natural. That's what you show in high school that say, don't do this.
Matt Kardashian.
It may be considered child porn.
Oh, my God.
Flatline Ken.
It's a sweet 40-year-old swing on that hookup.
And she's 36.
All right. Do we have another topic? We're going to go off of the whatever this was.
Yeah, I mean,
the child sex.
Yeah,
oh God.
Yeah, that's
just making sure we're going to the next one.
Right now.
Beep.
All right.
Yeah, beep. The next topic was kind of discussed at work around lunch table, and it's music.
Oh yeah, music.
Might not good. Everybody talk about music or
what do we call your music again? Stoner hippie music.
Well, yeah, stoner hippie music.
The GOM says the only way you can enjoy my kind of music is with a needle in your arm.
Nah, I just
yeah, he's kind of right.
But this has nothing to do with personal preference when it comes to music genre. This topic is more of how do you feel about bands that cover songs? Because I'm in the boat of any cover is a bad cover.
Sucks.
I'm with the original. The song was written by a specific band, and it's meant to be played by that band. Once, let's say, like, a classic rock song from the Beatles gets remade by, like, Seven Dust. It's not good.
So, wait, are you
because you just named a sorry-ass band.
Let's go with a little something.
Yeah.
So, let's say Sinatra is covered by Creed. Yeah. I think that would really suck.
Oh, yeah, wait, well, are you kidding? What if you're a cover band? Your sole job is just to cover other people's songs.
You're not altering the song at all. You played exactly how the original band
What if you altered a little because your band is different?
Like the dude from Wedding Singer that drops the F-bombs in those songs. That's
awesome.
Classic.
That dude's awesome.
Those aren't like professionally like...
It's better.
I'm going to put this...
It's better.
Yeah.
It's way better.
It's not... I'm going to put this song on here and send it out. You know, put it on an
album.
Okay,
what if the Beatles covered a Seven Dust song? Would you be okay with that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Really?
The song is the song. I just threw that as an example because that was brought up. This guy brought up because Seven Dust covered a Bad Company song.
Okay, here
we go. And I said right out of the block, bad song.
What's the best band? Overall band ever?
Wait, oh, man, that question's hard.
Didn't you send me...
Just name top five band. One, just right now.
Beatles.
Okay, Beatles. What if the Beatles covered Nookie?
Who's that?
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah. For the Nookie? Wait,
it's all about the Nookie.
I need a
what if they
second.
Covered that? Okay. It'd be a better song.
Okay, hold on.
Didn't you just send me a guitarist who's supposed to be better than John Mayer? And what is he doing? Covering a song. Mary Has a Little Lamb is not his song.
Okay, but that is not on an album that he has put out and says, listen to this.
But you tried to use that content as proof that he's a great guitarist. You're just saying covers suck.
The song is completely original to him, the way he's playing it.
But it's not an original song. He's covering it.
Oh, no, it's different.
Okay, so Richard Cheese.
What?
Richard Cheese.
What's a Richard Cheese?
You guys have never heard of Richard Cheese?
Never.
He covers music in a lounge style.
Like acoustic?
No.
You'll take like Bone Thugs and Harmony, Fuck the Police.
Yeah.
But in like a Vegas
swing.
Lounge.
Swing, man.
Fuck the Police.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
No?
Goulet.
But he's not super talented.
It is fun to...
Which could be true.
Good show.
Yeah. Could be true, and you could enjoy the jam.
Hashtag DEFCON is coming.
But at the end
of Richard
day,
Cheese will be there.
Yeah. You got to give the respect to go, that song was written by the original band. Their song, their version is always the best.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Different lyrics.
Yeah,
not the same
that's
song.
That's not a cover, though.
Yeah.
So Richard Cheese isn't a cover.
No, he is, because he uses the same lyrics.
Weird Al uses totally different lyrics.
Amish Paradise.
Gangster
Paradise.
Yeah.
But there's a flip side of this argument, is why I'm bringing it up. I'm on the side of the original. But what happens if you like a specific band and didn't know that it was a cover? Is it okay or not okay?
By your rules, it would not be okay.
It would be a terrible song.
Isn't it just music? You should just, if you like it, you like it. It's music.
Hey, music is music, man.
I'm 100% agreeing that you can like it. But what I'm saying is, he gets no props if someone says that song's way better. No way, the original's better.
No, that's not always true. A talented musician could play something better than the original musician.
Yep, I'm right there.
Case in point, the video showed me with the rendition that Mars Volta's lead singer. What's his name?
Huh?
Not Mars Volta. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto's rendition
of Stay.
You, to this day, say that is the best cover of that song.
Agreed,
ever.
But I'm not going to... But he cover. But he never put
it... But he prefers it
but
more
it's
to
better.
The
agreed, but he didn't put it on an album. It's a Live Lounge, BBC, by the way, YouTube it. But I'm just telling you, it's not on an album. He's not putting that out there to the community. It says, buy my album because of this cover, and I'm going balls of the walls on it. It's just like, hey, BBC invited me out to do Live Lounge, and I'm doing a cover of Rihanna.
So it's okay to do a cover, just not on an album.
You can't get paid for it.
Correct.
Well, they still got paid because they did it at a concert,
they
right?
They just put on YouTube.
No, he didn't. It was a promotional piece where BBC's like, you get your free plug if you play a couple songs.
So wait, so if you get paid for it, then it's not okay. That's your threshold.
He probably got paid for it.
Oh, well, yeah, but not on like a mass. Like it's not a, you know, it's not on a CD.
Still got paid.
It's not the center focal piece of an album.
Still got paid.
I think you'd be in the music is music. Whatever's better music is better. That's my. I don't care who writes
better
a song.
Is subjective.
Yeah, but it, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right?
But if
I don't.
No original, there would be no what you would interpret as better.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's fine. But if someone puts out just a big pile of poop and then someone molds it into an Eiffel Tower, that's obviously going to be better.
A poop Eiffel Tower is way better than just
that's
a poop.
That's better.
That's true.
Yeah.
And aren't most songs?
Well, yeah, but
written?
It's better than the original dump.
Aren't most songs written by songwriters? So aren't they
pretty
just
much.
Covering
yeah.
someone else's
Well, I
song
can't myself. That's because I'm not talented.
Well,
like that.
Those aren't real artists. To
Wait,
be a real artist, you have to write.
Aren't artists?
No, to be a real artist, you have to write your own songs. Did you?
100%.
Yeah,
that's another rule. Then
weren't you talking about ghost like ghostwriting?
Yeah,
like
Ghostbusters.
Like Taylor Swift buys a song from
Ghost
some,
Ride the Whip.
Someone
yeah.
sings it. No,
Our City wrote like a song for Rihanna.
That's a fail. No, that's okay. That's different. That's like a deal.
There's way too many rules to this.
Yeah.
No right way.
Now. I think so. I mean,
next. Am I losing my crown as the rule king?
Hey, next. Music is music. I get it. You're more talented. Just put out good songs. Good songs if people want to dance to. That's what it's all about, my
that's
man.
That's my point. If you can write good songs, you don't need to cover another band's hit.
No. That,
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree.
Bear,
I disagree.
Do you have an example for us? Like, what band...
That doesn't involve Seven Dust.
That was on an album that sold because of that song specifically.
Yeah.
If you had like an example, like
I'd have to do research.
Oh my! It's so hard that I have to go on the internet for a couple hours.
Well, because I only listen to originals.
Are you saying that the Blues Brothers are terrible? The Blues Brothers are great in their only covers.
That's a movie, though.
They're, no, the Blues Brothers are one of the best bands of all time.
Okay, they're fictional.
No. The Blues Brothers are...
They toured.
Yeah.
Okay, agreed. But
and they're
still,
all covers. All those songs are covers. No. There's not a... They're just all covers. The Blues Brothers are great, dude. And they're strictly covers.
You're gonna enjoy yourself, but
yes.
still not as great as the original.
It's way better. It's way better.
What they didn't really cover anything. That was like a super band of everybody coming together.
That was the Traveling Wilburys.
How was it a cover? You know, you had Tom Petty, you had Roy Orbison, you had Bob Dylan.
Whose songs are they?
Live
theirs.
At Daryl's House. It's all
same. Oh, Live at Daryl's House.
No,
my
Daryl brings
dude.
In the real bands of their songs.
Yeah, I know.
It's
but
yeah,
he brings
yeah,
in the real band.
Yep. Woo yee.
He brings in the real band. That's not. There's nothing to there. He's the
I
band that wrote
yeah,
the song.
Adds to the song, so it's changing.
Well, that's because he wants
to
be one
better.
Of the members.
Be
it's because yeah. Oates is just
no
kicking
okay.
rocks right now.
I actually have an example thinking about this. Aerosmith, Come Together cover of the Beatles. It's not
better
than the original. No.
Better.
Well,
no. Johnny Cash doing a Nine Inch Nails song.
Me throwing a can full of
better.
Rocks down the stairs.
Better.
Hands
down better.
Hands down better.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Spider
an ass in that one.
Black Betty.
Okay, Black Betty.
I like Name Spider Bates
yeah.
version better.
No, wait. I can't even remember the original band, but their song's way better.
You're just saying that to win an argument at this point.
No, wait, because that's what
you
I listen
can,
to.
Hey,
I'm
you can jump ship right now
I'm
if you want,
ship.
My dude. Just
no.
jump it right now.
No, the ship's
plenty
not
of room
down.
Over here. Plenty of room.
Over where? To the shit songs?
No.
I'm listening to the originals.
Yeah. But you can be depressed over in your corner.
Bullshit.
You're against me on this, Max?
No, I'm kind of for it, actually.
What? Thank you.
No, you guys are wrong.
It's a masterpiece. You leave it how it is. No one goes to Vincent Van Gogh and goes, I'm going to add 40 extra stars to this painting.
You're not adding to his painting. You're just
not.
Copying it and changing it.
You realize
it
how many people have copied that, dude.
It could be better, but covering the original, you can't be better.
So you, thank you.
You can be. In just my, don't say it's your own song.
In That's my true. Youth, I used to go see a band called Tainted Love at a great little place called Harlow's.
Yeah.
They sang so many songs that I could never see live. Those groups don't exist. Mm-hmm. I could never see what the original sound like.
Agreed. Yeah.
So does that take away from the song I heard? They did a great job covering that song.
You went there for entertainment, but their covers are not better than the original.
I don't know this.
I disagree.
Buy an album and listen to the original. That's the way the
live.
Song
I'm
was
saying
meant
live
to be.
For live. The energy they created.
No.
That band could be better.
Maybe.
I'm with Brandon.
That's not the argument. I'm talking about the soul, the heart of the song.
And that's what I'm saying is that when Tainted Love played that song,
it was
they
fun
got
as
the
shit.
Crowd going
fun
and
as
just
shit.
As much as energy and emotion and passion as the original. I don't know because I never saw the original, but I can't say that it wasn't.
If you put the original side by side in a band,
and normally he's going to win.
Equal size, a cover band, like, no one's even going to watch it.
Well, like, only
I don't
you
know,
can
man.
Go back to the
I
beginning did... of time to confirm this. So that's not fair.
Well, that's where my Moses other side of the... That's
Led,
where
Zeppelin yeah. Led Zeppelin cover band. So
both garbage.
Oh, please. Yeah. One of the best... voices of all time for a rock band.
One of the best drummers.
Oh,
so wait, Wireless Freak brings up a good
John
point.
John Bonham.
Was Moses a cover band
John
or an
Paul
original?
Jones.
Paul Jones. Double Neck. I mean...
Mr. Page, oh, White Wizard himself.
Yeah. I'm a great drummer on my Casio keyboard, too.
Come on. See, they didn't have those.
Yeah, exactly. Do you hear that? No. Is that John Paul Jones? who's that, dude?
Oh, God. I mean,
that was
I'm telling you right now, though, the Blues Brothers is the best. If you can't say the Blues Brothers is better than every other song they've covered ever, it's not true. The Blues Brothers are unbelievable.
So you love the Hollywood Vampires, then?
I have no idea who those people are.
It's like with Johnny Depp and those.
What
those,
do they
those
sing?
Clowns. They try to cover, like, old rock music.
I've never heard it. But if they're anything like... The Blues Brothers are strictly covers. And those guys are unbelievable. And all their songs are better than every single one of the originals.
Just drop your mic.
No.
Gently places it down. Gently places it down.
Sorry, I'm on the other side of the coin.
All right. Do we have another topic?
Oh, for sure.
Did we beat this one enough? Did we beat this one enough?
I think so. I think we beat it with a pretty...
Well, other music topics will come.
Question.
That's what
you know me.
Matt's hands are chapped over here, so I think he's beating too much.
They're extremely
Where did
soft.
You go just a second ago, huh? Yeah. I gotta go out to get a soda.
The next topic is gonna go deep though and dark.
Well, let's do the next one. This one.
Blood sex, deep and dark.
No, that is deep and dark, but
butt stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
But I guess controversial. It depends on where you live and your feelings, but death penalty.
Oh.
We can go around the table.
We're taking it right there, right now.
Death penalty. We've just gone from Pokemon Go, the most loving, to music, which could be interpreted love or hate, to straight up death.
Jeez.
If I had a choice between that last bit and capital punishment.
We can go around the table if you want and say yay, nay, and then go into methods of death penalty.
Sure.
We got a German, two German, three Germans here. They're experts on the
It's like a rhyme.
Topic.
One German, two German, three German, four.
The cover version of that was better, though.
That was.
Let me guess, it was by German. I'm for death penalty, by the way.
Yeah, I'm. I have under certain crimes, death penalty is definitely justified, but we have to speed the process up. No 12-year process for this.
For capital punishment in the right situation.
I still think the room that just slowly goes in and gets smaller and smaller by every minute is 100 times better than some of the
shit we do now.
Is that the Star Wars dumpster effect?
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
We'll get there when we get to methods.
Definitely death penalty.
For
revenge
everybody.
Death penalty for the families or victims.
No,
sick.
I wouldn't oppose that.
Sick.
Take him out. That's my opinion.
I think it's necessary in some cases.
This is going to be a great topic.
But
that doesn't sound too controversial.
What's the best way to do it?
Justin, I'd like to take this off about methods to carrying out the death penalty.
Now we're talking, boys.
This is
Let's
where
get
it gets
it.
Pretty
get
fun
it.
To talk about.
All right.
All right. So my theory, and we brought this up before with a couple people here, is that you give him to speed up the process, right? It's a final thing for the guy. The guy, I mean, there's nothing for him to look forward to. He's going to fight it like crazy. But you give him an option. You give him a gun. a revolver that's got 6 rounds. You put 5 bullets in it, and you say, for right now, you spin the chamber, stick it to your head, and pull the trigger. If you get that empty, you get to go home. Otherwise, the sentence is carried out.
Damn.
You're talking psychological warfare right there. So,
well, I'm just saying, that could speed the process up.
So in that order, they have to take that gun. They have to take it and pull the trigger. There is no...
Maybe that's an option.
Okay. All right.
So, you know,
or they can sit on death penalty for 12 years and try and win an appeal
or
something.
How long is the option? You get 1 minute to decide, or you get like 14 years?
That's a good...
That's
good,
a good point.
Point.
I would like I a last dinner, that much last about meal it before that bullet.
But what? Yeah. What if you don't get the bullet? You get lucky. You're you 1 in 6.
I still want to get that last.
It's
meal.
Not your last meal.
All
then.
Charges so dropped.
You
go
need
home.
To repay that meal.
I'm in favor for that.
That's fine with me.
Repay the meal if you walk away free.
All right.
That's really petty at this point.
I'm just saying it's not a last meal.
A lot of them don't get the meals anymore.
Well, right now there's no death penalty at all, right?
Yeah, actually,
it's still on that. Still on the stay.
We're on a hiatus, yeah.
Because they're trying to make
sabbatical.
Okay, so that was mine. Does someone else have one?
I think, however,
I mean, I can go. Do you want me to go? So I mean,
German's first on this one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
I'll just go.
Yes,
they have the most creative. They have the most creative.
Your last.
So what I'm saying is, right? You gather a couple of them, right? So we're. You know, people have already made their beds. They've already determined what they're going to do in life. So it's bad. You put 6 of them at the top of a tower. You say there's 1 slide. It's a chute slide, right? So it's a chute, and only 1 man can fit in there. So you have them fight. So, you know, the man who wins, he eliminates the other 5. Maybe they team up and do it, but then they have to fight. So the only last man gets in there. The last man gets in, slides down. Joke's on him. It's a pit of alligators.
Yes, I was thinking
dead.
That. That was
they're
that
all
was,
dead. Because you've already made your level. Bed.
Or there's
you've already made your bed.
Punji sticks
that's
at the
amazing.
Bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like Disneyland all
yeah.
over.
That's exactly what I was thinking when
yeah.
you went that way.
You give it a reason to get out, but yeah. then as soon as you get out, bam, gators.
And then the one person who didn't win on the top is actually the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He learns a lesson.
Yeah. It's easy. It's cheap. There's not a lot of effort.
For the
you just need
30
a tower.
Milliseconds he's alive before he's killed.
No. The guy who didn't go down the slide learns a lesson.
Yeah, the other 5 are still alive at the top.
No.
The guy who goes
down
the slide
the
killed
guy
them
who
all.
Killed, the guy who goes down the slide, he essentially wins the battle up top.
He has to kill all of them to go down the slide.
Bottom. Well, I mean, you could just shoot down it real quick, but you won't see it. So then they're like, oh, man, that dude won.
It's a bloodbath.
So yeah. Then does everybody follow suit and just start jumping down the...
No. You give out the rules. I mean, it's not a complicated
game.
The rules are 1 man can go down this slide.
Well, what if we all... Hey, let's all go down the slide. Vaughn, keep it real. Me and you, both of us, right now. We can make it down the slide.
Sandwich right on top of you.
Oh,
right?
Wait. No, here it is. So if you have 5,
yeah.
They battle. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
And all of them but 1 gets to go down the slide.
Yeah, that's
so the ones that are bigger and stronger go down the slide, get killed
mm-hmm. by the alligator
pit. And the one
pit.
Weakest person lives. That's kind of your theory, right?
I win.
Yeah, I was going with more there was deaths up top.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I'm hearing that
so
the
winner
men...
of the all-out fist fight up top gets to go down the
is
slide.
It
the
fight
slide
to the
opens
death.
When...
Is it
when,
a fist fight, or do you like break the pool stick off and throw it out there?
I mean,
there
you can
for...
go... Dark Knight, good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go that way if you want. Weapons might be introduced after a couple minutes.
Okay.
If it's boring.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
You know the prison did get busted for this gladiator style.
We could
style,
do this, like
course.
Maybe the slides close and it only opens when there's only
oh,
one man standing.
Okay.
So like, sweet... Here we go.
I'm the
boys.
Winner.
Congrats. Look at me.
I like Vaughn's idea right there because if they all think they're going to outsmart the slide, they all go down the slide with it closed and then they're stuck. And then as soon as it opens, they all go into the alligator pit. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that's weird because I went to a children's prison out
oh,
by.
Jesus Christ.
It was a tour, dude. It was fun. And
hold
they
on.
Had...
Is this an active children's prison?
No. It was abandoned. It was super creepy. Super
creepy.
But they actually had a rusty giant steel slide that they used to escape fires. It was very interesting.
Did it work?
That's
I mean,
what I'm saying.
No. It was all. Boarded up. It was
oh,
gross.
Okay.
Dude, this whole building.
I mean, this one
case.
Would be slick though, because you'd be going down with some speed. Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna.
Oh, so you
get,
want that whole?
You're not gonna get
effects.
Little burns on
no,
your back when
you
go
won't.
Down. No,
the burns won't be as bad as the punchy sticks or
mm-hmm.
the alligators.
No. Yeah, And if anything, you could just make it like right off a cliff or something like that. Like that would even be entertaining. Any type of funny thing at the bottom would be great.
He's
just right into a pool of jello and you suffocate.
He's so hopeful on the way down.
I can't breathe. I can't get up on the top. I'm stuck at the bottom of this jello.
That's not a bad way to go for some people, though.
Yeah, but suffocation or in jello?
What? No, hey, that's no, horrible.
That might be the way Bill Cosby gets sentenced. Get him, put him back.
Get him, put him back. Jello.
Now, is there's other like, things you could do.
Is it going to be like Caltrans are going to have like a live feed from the shoot? So
no,
can
it's
watch?
Not Death Race.
Yeah, no.
No, okay. No. You don't want to, because then people start betting on it. Illegal gambling, it's another thing.
Wait, you can make it legal. You just got to come up with rules.
No gambling on this thing, man. They've already made their beds.
Yeah, no Schwarzenegger either.
Mm-mm.
So there's no viewing. So there's.
No, it doesn't need to be.
What about the families?
5 minutes in or no minutes?
What about the families?
Come out.
I mean, they can watch it.
The families can pay per view.
Yeah.
Pay per view.
They got to pay for it.
Make the same money.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad. That's actually not a bad idea. Pay for viewing is actually not. Yeah.
Because that way the family can get closure and the state can get money from it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when the state becomes more popular than the UFC? Because you have to pay for one or the other.
Then we're living in a real sad time.
Yeah, but if anything, what?
But if the state can sell for $4 billion?
No. There's only a certain select few that can go in there. They're not going to oversaturate the market.
So it's like $10,000
once every couple
of
months, maybe. That's a lot.
This is no Pacquiao fight.
No, I mean. Yeah. I mean, how many people? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, how are you offing them?
I have to give this a little bit more thought. After Vaughn and Justin, there's no way I can even compare to those.
I just dream about this. So
we got more if you need them.
Those are very solid. I haven't put much thought into it. So.
I'll go. Mine is simple. However you did your victims, that's how you have to go.
That's really
keep it classy, keep it clean.
Yeah, but that's sick.
So if a dude rapes a girl,
yeah.
It has to be death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who's the dude that has to rape
him? I don't know, though, but what about non-murderous acts?
But which non-murderous acts have capital punishment related to them?
Like, you're the organizer of, like, a terrorist attack. You technically didn't do the killing,
but
you're the mastermind.
That's capital punishment. And if you decide to blow a building up, we strap a bunch of C4 onto you and stick you out in the middle
too
of the
easy,
field and blow
too
you
easy,
up.
Too easy, dude. That's too easy. It costs too much money. Yeah.
How about just a little bit of C4
okay,
around the
fine.
Ankles?
A couple C4.
What about just a bunch of paper cuts and you chuck them in the ocean, a pool of sharks?
Do you want to do all
bam.
The cuts?
With laser beams.
It's hella cheap, dude.
Bags of chum tied to their bodies.
Yep.
And if
right in South Africa?
1,000 miles?
Exactly.
Shark-infested waters, you're saying?
Yeah. Getting killed by a shark is actually a pretty cool way to go.
Mm. Yeah, it's
you just
cheap.
Commented on suffocating by... No, that was you who said suffocating by jello would suck.
Yeah.
Getting eaten by a shark sounds like that would suck.
But it's like an honorable way to go.
Cool way to die.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do the pig.
Well, I haven't watched that yet.
Killed by wild pigs?
Wasn't that like Hannibal or something?
Did you say wild
pigs? Yeah, Hannibal, I think. Yeah. Might have been Hannibal.
Also Deadwood. That's where they threw the dead bodies so they'd eat them up.
Yeah. What about just a bunch of them little, don't like ants eat people? I saw them in Indiana Jones
sure.
movie one time.
Yeah, they do. Red ants.
Yeah. Big old ones.
Red ants will eat people.
Yeah, okay, what about gross. Pool piranhas then?
Now we're getting Dr. Evil.
You know,
with freaking lasers.
The problem with all of your execution methods is PETA is going to be up in arms over
this.
Okay, you're feeding the animals.
Yeah, no, they're going to be damaged in the process. The guy's going to be flailing and hitting the piranhas or the alligators in the eye.
There was research this week where PETA is even so strong that they have stopped animal programs that are helping keep our military safe. Remember the attack dolphins that got brought up?
Attack dolphins.
Now who's Dr. Evil? My
left field over here. I just want to confirm that or put out that Vaughn, you're gonna piss PETA off. They're gonna boycott us,
dude. If Vaughn's anyone, you know PETA-ish. She's the most PETA-ish.
That's
here.
True. He rescues dogs.
He's a responsible pet owner.
That's true.
Thank you.
But
you're welcome.
You put piranhas in the tank, and the guy's flailing. He's gonna beat the piranhas up.
I don't think so, dude. No? I think you're underestimating piranhas.
What about?
I think you're underestimating piranhas right now.
What about
now?
If we do like the Games of Thrones with what was the guy who got eaten by dogs?
Oh, Ramsay.
Whoa,
Ramsay.
Whoa.
It's like 12 Spoiler. Months old. Come on.
Spoiler
edit
alert.
That sorry.
This is
sorry, guys. No.
This,
what did you edit out?
Is this a spoiler? Is this really
yes.
too soon?
I
all right, my bad. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
It is,
too
dude.
Soon?
Yes.
It's like
it was piranhas.
I just
it wasn't
got Deadwood
dogs.
Spoiled for me, and I was pissed.
Okay, at some point, this is on you.
No, yeah, it happens all throughout Deadwood.
You have to catch up, not us. Wait.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Death penalty. You're done.
I'm done. Yeah.
I'd have to think about it, but obviously, top right off the top of my head is just weights to the person's foot, throw them out in the ocean.
It's easy.
Because it's easy, it's cheap, and they say animals. You die twice when you drowned.
What?
Whoa. Because you drowned, and then there's like that little air pocket where you... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they say you died twice.
Yeah. I've heard it's peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Drowning?
And then you could create a natural coral. Oxygen,
how's it peaceful?
Yeah. Someone told me.
Would you rather be in a fire?
Did they try it?
You talk to the other side.
I don't know. I've heard it's peaceful, but so it may not be.
Are we worried about polluting our oceans? I mean,
you can pull the body out.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Just dunk them.
Yeah.
What's unnatural about humans?
You have a hook. You have a hook in his back, so you throw him into the ocean.
Come on, dude.
Reel him up. It's a fishing activity.
Oh,
dude. Number one, they dump sewers in the ocean. Okay, they dump out solid waste out in international waters. Number two, look at the Ganges, dude. How many dead bodies go in that thing on a daily basis?
That's true. Yeah.
So I think we're okay if you want to
but
believe
we got a lot of people on the death row. If we start throwing them all in the ocean.
Not even close to who dies in India on a daily basis.
How many do you think right now? How many
people?
Do you think?
Let me look at
probably like 1,000. I bet there's 1,000.
But, you know, I'm just saying, with that, we could get rid of 5
and then
like
what about
20
like,
minutes on a boat.
I'm going to go scuba diving off the coast, and I'm swimming down, and I got to...
Fish already took care of that.
I got to stumble across a dead body?
Okay, so that's probably a downside to that.
So throw them out farther.
So I have a quick stats off of Wikipedia, but anyways, it counts. As of January 1st, as of January 1st, 2016,
no,
there were 2,943 death row inmates in the United States.
2,000 bodies floating off the sea. Do I really want
to... They're not floating. 3, they're anchored to the bottom.
I said 2,900.
Right.
But okay, so when you anchor a body, just to let you know, very quickly the body routes to the point where they're going to break off and float to the surface. So you have to weight them in a certain way.
See,
that's
I'm not
why
going on
sharks.
A fishing trip with Justin anytime soon.
I know this because I worked at a marina and dead bodies floated in there a couple times.
Oh, yeah, jeez. You have to slice that's the guts open.
And if you poke them, they can pop. It's gross.
That's doable.
Three times, guys, just so you know.
Is it?
Well, yeah, you just get a big old slab of concrete. And if you're like me, weighs 400 pounds, you just make sure that you have a 2,500 pound
thank you.
Thing of cement.
So you're going to have to rent a barge.
Oh!
That's a zinger.
Justin, you can appreciate this stuff. Tie them to a truck and take them off-road very slowly, like 5 miles an hour.
Drag them slowly?
What?
That's a good one.
Miles and miles.
Through cactus, too?
Oh, there's a rock.
That's
kind of
sick, though, dude.
Here comes a branch.
If you use that idea, you'll get the best comments on YouTube. Oh, he's in a Ford. Should have been in a ship.
That's the truth.
One dog there, dude. He got them.
Oh, man, he can't even make it 1 foot in that mud,
dude. Yeah, but
there's a caveat to that, though. And I'm not trying to be totally bad about this, but... It's got to be the same race. Otherwise, it's a super bad hate crime. Super bad.
Yeah.
Super bad.
You know, they need to get that
tough time right now.
Again, what you want to do is you want to eliminate the human element out of it.
Yeah.
You don't want to use humans.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
Piranhas don't care.
No, they don't.
Or the death battle at the top
honey
of the slide.
Honey badgers.
Yeah, but
they're all dead at the end.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Oh,
you don't want to let a good man kill a bad man.
Death by honey badgers because they don't care. To.
But
that's
then
true.
That makes that dude a sickie.
Yeah, what if like...
Yes, it does.
No. Vaughn.
No. Hell no.
Vaughn. Some guy breaks in, rapes the daughter, kills the daughter. The dad wants to execute the guy. Dad gets to execute the guy.
He has to live with that pain.
And he's got that taste for blood.
Yeah, what if he wants to?
But no, here's the problem with that theory, though, is he probably wants to, but once he does it, he could be like mentally fucked for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
What if he's willing to take that weight on?
Yeah,
I don't think he knows what he's getting into.
He doesn't get any statements.
Aren't we a free nation? It's his right to make that decision.
But then he's going to go crazy later on and kill multiple people.
We have laws to execute him at that point. All those people he killed, they get to put a bullet in
him. I think that's a circular problem that could grow out of control.
Well, isn't that the argument with death penalty?
No.
With animals.
You're proving... or your solution of death by death. Okay.
Or the crushing walls.
In my theory, they're killing themselves.
But they're not doing it. No,
but they'll
not.
Still blame the gun. That's what the media does.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's okay. But there's a flaw in my shark plan, but that tower plan's rock solid.
I like the tower
that
plan.
Tower plan's that. Rock solid. The tower
by no, they get dropped off on the tower.
Yeah.
Can we call it the Tower to Freedom?
By whom? By whom?
Grim Reaper drops them
it's
off.
Fine. You can wear a costume if you want, if you're into that.
That's true. The human element's still in play, though, because you're the guy that dropped them
okay,
off to their
death.
And
just the walls that slowly suffocate them.
But someone has to press,
how about that
press
one?
The button.
And a guy has to walk them into
okay,
the room.
How about that, then? You're in a room, and you can either push this button, or you just sit in there with no food and water until you die. How about that one?
That's a good
or
one.
You could push a button that the walls smash you.
That's a good idea.
Either one.
Someone has to put them in
or
that
so
cell.
So it's up to you.
Out on a sidewalk, a crowded sidewalk, and some unknown person.
Hey, what's this
ooh,
thing?
That will work.
Oh, yeah.
I like Max's idea.
Well, there was a
that's
movie.
Actually not bad.
There was a
no, he's
hold on.
Whenever
say it
number
again.
87 gets called from the butcher, that man's dead.
Exactly.
Every time a guy dies,
I'm never getting a sandwich again.
Or Max's idea: every time you press a certain button on a crosswalk, someone dies.
So there was a movie. I think it was called like Pandora's Box or something. That was the same principle where, like, you could get $1 million or push the button.
No, that was Pamela's Box.
Right? And
that was a good one.
Would
I
you
like
push
the
button that some random person in the world would die? It could have been a family member, but you would have gotten $1 million. You don't know who's going to die, but as soon as you push it, someone dies, you get the million.
That's a movie?
Yeah, it was a movie.
That sounds super boring.
You only get one opportunity.
Could you die?
Yeah, you could die.
Oh, then...
It's random. It's completely, like... Random. It's a movie. I didn't come up with the idea. I didn't come up with the idea.
All right. Matt, let's hear your death story.
I think go back to my roots, gas chamber. I mean...
Shorts, no, you don't have to run away. It's okay.
Are you kidding me? He weighs about 50 pounds.
I'll just drop a gas can in the chamber.
Oh. Please, all I got to do is sit on you.
If it smells like apples, bad news.
Sit on you.
I'll sit.
Please. You think you're German, but you're not even close.
More German than you.
No
well,
shit.
That's true. More German than most people here.
Oh, thank God this is a small sample size.
And actually, for the sample, there's probably a lot of Germans here.
Yeah, you guys outnumber
more like
us.
In the middle, I think.
Yeah.
Prometheus is standing in the sitting in the corner.
Well, besides watching just constant reptile videos, what punishment would you give these guys?
That wouldn't be punishment. That'd be money for me, so actually.
Punishment for them still.
How about every time you right swipe on Tinder, somebody dies?
Oh, jeez.
How about every time someone right swipes him, death penalty is gone.
Yeah. Oh, please.
They would live forever.
It'd be a mass murder.
An ass murder.
I'll be getting the ass murder.
Yeah, you will be. Your
what?
Ass will be murdered.
Wait, what? Explain yourself.
I'll be
backfire. You're going to be buying Depends before
I'm
giving
an ass murder.
Backfire.
I'll
why
be
do you
back
carry a pillow with you everywhere?
Hemorrhoid pillow.
I mean, I'll be giving the ass murder.
I am the one who murders the ass.
Nine.
Oh jeez. I think any way that like a guy doesn't have to live with killing somebody is fine. So, like with where they inject the drugs, it's like all the guards press the button so no one knows who did it.
Like a firing squad.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Cost
is
too
there
much
a
money.
Dollar amount that you guys would take to execute somebody?
No, I wouldn't.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
I wouldn't do it.
Yes. This is going back.
Wait,
this is going
somebody.
Back.
this death row person.
Death row person.
Obviously.
So, like, if we could get
whatever
rid of that.
They want to donate to me, I'll take.
Just a pack of smokes.
Yeah. Can of dip.
Wish you had one, didn't you?
Hashtag Snooze Nation.
You missed your calling.
Five.
He's like the Dwight Schrute. I'd be really good at picking the one to die.
No, it's called Blue.
It's like fucking slot machine. Yeah.
Assembly line.
What did they donate? There we go. $100. Yeah.
I'd do it for $5 million.
Just off the top of your head?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're not getting employed by that, so.
$5 million.
Well, how much would you do it for?
Dude, these are state employees. They're not making that much.
Whatever they want to give.
You would do it for cheaper than $5 million.
Yeah. If I know they're a bad guy, I'd have no qualms.
But you're willing to sleep with Michael Jackson for like 50.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because that's actually something I don't want
to
do.
That's physical body harm to you. You killing someone who deserves it has no impact on you except mentally.
Exactly. That's why I could do it for less than $5 million. I don't think it'd have a mental impact. I'm kind of...
Yeah, me too.
So okay. How much research would you have to do on your own end to make 100% sure that that person is 100% guilty?
Nope.
I leave it
to just watches
system.
The news. Yeah.
Zero?
Legal system.
If a few innocent people die for the 99% who are really guilty.
So if the innocent person died at your hands, you wouldn't have any regret?
No.
That was like the opposite of Rathacon right there.
Well, no, I'm with Brandon. The legal system, if they got it wrong, that's not on my hands. Literally, they went through 10 years of the legal system before they got to me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Now, if I was like day one, like yay, nay. Got a full doctor, yeah, that might be tough. But
well, let's test it out right here. You want a dollar?
Hey, that's my wife's dog. Go kill my dog before you kill hers.
We're going to have to edit that out of the podcast. It's disturbing.
Yeah. How about you, Vaughn? Vaughn, where do you stand with this, Vaughn? Is there a price for you?
I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it.
I don't think I would do it. Just, I don't know.
I couldn't do it.
I'd probably do
side
it.
Side job.
Matt, you would do it.
I think if I knew that they were a bad person, I could do it for some money.
What amount? Bottom line.
100,000
plus. Just a mute?
100,000 would get you?
So to me, I won't do it, but I'm not against other people who would choose to do it. So
yeah.
That's a good stance.
I'm with Justin on that one.
Yeah, that's a good stance.
I couldn't do it. I'm soft.
I wasn't going to be doing with soft.
It's a moral call.
Yeah.
Wow. I got serious for a second.
It did.
It's real dark.
Big gulps, eh?
I hope we have another topic, because this is a horrible note to end on.
That's true.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh. You want to kill somebody for $5 million.
Yeah, but society is more safe.
You guys are basically World War II losers.
No, they did. They did drop the pellet. That was the bad part, right?
You guys wouldn't if you were back in that day. You'd be like,
no, I would probably be like one of the frontline dudes.
You would have been like the
died
guy.
Died the first week.
It'd be like
the
pitcher
first guy off
out.
The boat, dude. I got him, boys.
I would do full Rambo.
And Shook's okay because they didn't let women fight in combat.
Oh,
I've been a war hero.
Oh, please. You don't even win the battlefield.
He would have been a war hero managing the women who made the bombs back in the United States.
He was Rosie the Riveter.
Yes, he can.
Getting those gains.
War hero, whore hero.
For the soldiers.
What?
Wow.
Man.
Did you say that soft enough?
Oh, it's, Brandon,
just you guys are taking it the wrong way. I mean, getting the whores.
I'd be the one doing it.
No.
Yeah.
You would be the whore.
No?
All right.
No, I'm not the.
Oh, okay.
On that bombshell, I think we need to wrap this up. The ass assassin has ended it again.
Bass
he's ended
Pro.
This podcast like he's ended so many women's self-respect.
Bass Pro, Ass Pro.
Please.
All right. So who wants to take us out? Somebody. Do it up.
Thanks for listening to the MBD podcast. We'll give our Twitter handles, and we'll head out. So I'm Shook Knight. And
David at Bear the Terror.
Brandon at the Cougar Bait.
At Wireless Freak.
Yeah, mine just hit me at the podcast one. Mine's too hard to say. There's an underscore. It sucks.
Yeah, it's on the website, actually. Yeah. And we did make some improvements to the website, too, so... You want to check it out?
Great improvements at Kane Neck 91.
Oh yeah, and we'll be going to a hacker conference next week or the week after.
Week after, we got a week and a.
We have a little break.
Yeah, so there'll be a little break, but we might do something from the hotel room. See how it goes. Maybe some updates if he's not too drunk.
Who?
He drinks a lot at DEF CON.
Yeah, that's not the wall calling the ceiling flat. That story will come later.
We'll just see how the podcast turns out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead.
So, thanks for listening, guys. Next time we'll be in with hopefully a DEF CON podcast or later. And stay tuned. Thanks for listening.